Just 2 weeks ago, I'm not going to mention Emilia House name, but we wrote to Emilia Station. Parliament has given us an approval that when people flout things like this, you could impose what we call an administrative fine or 25,000 Ghana cedis on the station or on the client. So it's something we'll be enforcing. We wrote to the Emilia Station I'm talking about. I was there when that Emilia Station called me that they received a letter from FTA about this. I said, oh, yes, but it's in the law. It's all their way. Then they asked me, what should they do? I said, no, you just have to respond to it. Mm-hmm. You are being asked to pay for flouting. So you just have to obey that. The following day, I heard the media pick FDA. Just
discuss
FDA through. You know, this is a challenge that we are having. About 3 weeks ago, we had a meeting involving the security agencies, the BNI, the CID, NMC, GJA, GIBA, AAG. Do you attend it? We discussed this at length. And then we agreed. In fact, the BNI came out that they want us now to bring them recordings of stations that flout. They'll do an investigation and hand it over to the police for prosecution. So this is what we are going to do now. The clients, we have been writing to them to pay administrative fine of the 25,000, which they've been paying. At least, I'll say about 90% have been paying.
Mm.
But you see, though they are paying, we want the thing stopped. Just some herbal industries or maybe some of these clients that are very rich. But we want the practice stopped. We are not just interested in the money. We want it stopped.
The chief executive of the Advertisers Association of Ghana, Francis Dazi, said it is unfortunate that most media houses have no regards for professional standards when it comes to advertisements, but only focus on the monetary gains. He said media houses must have committees to vet advertisements and approved before being aired.
People are not openly inserting it. It is the media houses that have thrown the standards of the industry to the dogs. It is the responsibility of the media house. When we were in GDC, we had a vetting committee that meets every Thursday to vet actors before they are put on any of the channels in GDC. It is your responsibility as media houses to take that responsibility that if you don't put anything out there, nobody hears or sees. So as long as GBC, as long as the other media houses and your marketing department it will not sit down and go through this advert and ensure that they comply to this standard, you cannot come back and blame the Advertising Association or that matter anybody out there. You have a responsibility to educate, inform your public. So it is your responsibility. If you don't put it out there, if you don't advertise in your news, according to deputies at 7 p.m., nobody would see and watch that advert. So the responsibility is also on you and not the other way around.
A lecturer in media ethics and head, Department of Public Relations Management, Faculty of IT and Communication Studies, University for Professional Studies, Dr. Kweku Roxon, said it has taken the Food and Drugs Authority too long a time to crack the whip on airing media houses and advertisers. He called on the Food and Drugs Authority to expand its monetary regime to sanitize the system.
Your laws are there. You make sure then that every media house gets hard copy emails and things like that. You've got to expand your monitoring regime. I'm sure you make enough money to be able to have a good, whether at the regional level, you make some money. So you need to have a scientific system where you can monitor everything. Then we've got to be seen as working. And we've got to be objective in whatever it is that we're doing. We shouldn't be done in such a way then that the powerful ones just don't deal with the powerful ones. The ones which are not powerful are the ones that we decide and that let's use a stick on them. FDA should be able to stand firm and do things in such a way then that nobody can accuse you of bias. You need to have a unit or a center which will be responsible for this, and you can stop this thing within weeks or months. It seems as if the media houses have become so powerful, and also these manufacturers have also become so powerful. But if it's clear that this is what the law says, then we just don't say, oh, I'm overwhelmed by the fact that there are so many media houses and things like that. I think that FDA really needs to do a lot of work in that area.